An advisory panel to the Food and Drug Administration has voted down a proposal to make a cholesterol-lowering pill available without prescription. The drug, Mevacor, belongs to a class of drugs known as statins. Pharmaceutical giant Merck failed to convince drug advisors that millions more people could treat themselves with the medicine without a prescription. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
In the proposal to take cholesterol-reducing Mevacor over the counter, Merck targeted a specific segment of consumers, men over 45 and women over 55, who have moderately high levels of LDL, or bad cholesterol. Cardiologist Jerome Cohen of St. Louis University estimates there are some 5 million people who fall into this category who currently go untreated. An advisor to Merck, he's disappointed by today's decision.
Cardiovascular disease is still by far our nation's number one killer, and many untreated people are reluctant to take prescription therapy. With the availability of OTC statins, many of these same people are more likely to take positive action with an OTC product.
The FDA drug advisors did agree that people with moderately high LDL levels between 130 and 170 could reduce their risk of heart attacks by taking Mevacor, but the committee voted down the proposal to market the drug without a prescription. The FDA usually follows the advice of its advisory panels. They concluded that consumers won't be able to figure out whether the drug is right for them without the help of a doctor. One panelist, Dr. Frank Davidoff, suggested that taking the unprecedented move of putting a statin on drugstore shelves may send the wrong message, namely that taking a pill can replace healthy lifestyle choices.
I would argue that there may very, very well be people in the general public who began to use over-the-counter statins who in fact would feel that this was a magic pill and they wouldn't have to continue to diet and exercise.
The criticism was echoed by consumer health advocate Sidney Wolf of the group Public Citizen. He points to a trial study conducted by Merck where patients were recruited to try Mevacor. The study found that many of the people who put themselves on the drug didn't need it. Some did not have elevated cholesterol levels. Many others were too young.
A large proportion of the people who wound up using the drug were in a group where their risk was so low there couldn't possibly be any benefit to them. So they're taking a drug that has some risk, even though they're small, but no benefits.
In voting against the over-the-counter proposal, several panelists raised concerns about the risk of pregnant women taking the drug. There is limited evidence that it may cause birth defects. Dr. Antonio Gatto, dean of Cornell Medical College, has worked with the pharmaceutical industry to study the benefits of low-dose statins, and he remains a proponent of over-the-counter options. But he acknowledges that, for now, consumers don't seem to have enough information. For instance, he points out that a full one-third of people who took Mevacor during the Merck trial did not have elevated LDL levels, even though the instructions on the drug label listed that as a requirement. Gatto says many of the participants just seem to be guessing.
Maybe somebody had said, well, you may have a high cholesterol, or maybe somebody said, well, somebody, uncle so-and-so had a high cholesterol. So they just guessed, and it's something you just can't necessarily guess and get it right.
Gatto suggests that perhaps the U.S. healthcare system could take some lessons from Great Britain, where one statin, called Zocor, has been sold without a doctor's prescription since last summer. But British consumers must consult with their pharmacist first and get a cholesterol test. We spoke to pharmacist Lizzie Mills from London earlier today.
We could do a lipid test right here where I'm sitting now, and this would give them their full lipid profile. So it would tell them the amount of the good cholesterols in their blood, and it would also tell them the amount of the bad cholesterol in their blood. That would help to decide whether or not they're a good candidate for the drug.
Mills says she's also required to have every customer who's interested in the drug fill out a questionnaire with information about other risk factors, such as weight and family history. Based on this screening, she says it's not uncommon to tell people that they really don't need the drug. Alice Nobry, NPR News, Washington.